Thank you, Mr. Chair and Deputy High Commissioner. All of us are well aware this year's pledging conference is even more meaningful because we are anticipating the first global refugee forum in only several days. All hearts and minds of the international community will converge in Geneva for this forum to deal with our common goal of easing the plight of the millions of people in need. On many occasions, my delegation has expressed its sincere appreciation for the hard work of the UNHCR staff, especially in hardship posts, as well as full support and readiness to work together with the organization to find durable solutions for refugees and other persons of concern. However, the challenge ahead is not simple, as it cannot be tackled with just the hard work or the readiness of a single country. While deeply appreciating the presentation and preparation of the Global Appeal 2020-2021 today, my delegation takes the report seriously. There is more to be done. This is why we are gathered here today. Mr. Chair, in full respect of the organization's needs to be informed in advance of the level of the support, as well as the importance of the flexible funding in this regard, my delegation is pleased to announce an initial voluntary contribution of $12.5 million to the UNHCR's 2020 program. Our initial pledge is composed of an unearmarked portion of $3.1 million and multi-year contribution to various fields such as girls' education, durable solutions for victims of forced displacement, self-reliance and reintegration of the refugees and IDPs, and protection and humanitarian assistance to refugees. Moreover, it should be also noted that this is an initial amount mainly based on our multi-year commitments, and it does not include additional possible allocations for the humanitarian purposes to be decided in the course of the next year. Mr. Chair, the participation as the lead country of the MOFAN assessment of the UNHCR 2017-2018 was a valuable exercise for my delegation in terms of contributing to the work of the UNHCR also in an institutional way. We will continue to work closely with the UNHCR in supporting the various needs of refugees and hosting communities for long-term solutions. Taking this opportunity, let me pay tribute to the leadership of the UNHCR for the dedication to transform the organization to be more effective with a maximum impact on the ground. My delegation fully supports the reform process of the UNHCR. I thank you.